This morning on WCHL, the Board of County Commissioners says yes to a $3 million upgrade for the Cedar Grove Community Center.
Just like people in business try and create brand loyalty, we would create brand loyalty with Orange County.
Hit and run traffic accidents are on the rise.
It reveals that we really have a traffic epidemic.
And yet another rabies case confirmed in Orange County. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Harbor traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, Eric Ebron goes in the top 10 in the NBA or NFL draft. That story coming up, and Art Chansey will have more details on last night's draft.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
8:05 at WCHL, 67 degrees in Chapel Hill. Mostly sunny today, high today up close to 90 degrees. UNC Academic Advisor Mary Willingham shared on her website, paperclassinc.com, on Tuesday that she has officially resigned from the university. This comes as no surprise. WCHL had reported earlier that that was her plan. Willingham first said she'd made the decision to leave on April 21st after an hour-long meeting with Chancellor Carol Folt. She said the conversation made her realize there was no more she could do at UNC and that she wanted to continue her fight to correct problems with intercollegiate athletics elsewhere. In an email, Willingham told WCHL that she's currently in Washington, D.C., and will return to Chapel Hill next week. The Chronicle of Higher Education reported on Wednesday that Willingham, as well as former UCLA basketball standout Ed O'Bannon, will testify to the U.S. Senate Committee on Commerce, Science, and Transportation. The hearing takes place Wednesday at 2:30 p.m. and is titled Promoting the Well-Being and Academic Success of College Athletes. Willingham is also a key witness in the O'Bannon lawsuit, in which he and a number of other plaintiffs are suing the NCAA for not allowing the players to profit from their image or likeness. That trial is scheduled to begin June 9th, but 2 weeks ago, the NCAA asked U.S. District Judge Claudia Wilkin to either separate the video game portion of the lawsuit with the rest of it or delay the case by 15 months. USA Today reports that the lawyers of former Arizona State and Nebraska quarterback Sam Keller said they supported the NCAA's request for separation and they're looking for close to $100 million dollars in statutory penalties, loss of profits, and punitive damages. The Orange County Board of Commissioners, by a 4-3 vote, has approved a $3 million upgrade to the Cedar Grove Community Center. Supporters on the board hope the renovations will actually create an incentive for businesses to stay here in Orange County. WCHL's Danny Hooley explains.
Just like people in business try and create brand loyalty, we would create some kind of brand loyalty with Orange County.
That's Orange County Board of Commissioners Chair Barry Jacobs explaining why he was inclined to support a suggested $3.07 million upgrade to the Cedar Grove Community Center. At Thursday night's meeting, commissioners were presented with two plans. One was dubbed the base plan to upgrade the community center. The plan included an internet cafe, two group rooms, a recreation room, a classroom, and a park and ride shelter. The $2.36 million price tag was just $113,526 more than had been previously allocated. The so-called alternate plan cost $3.07 million and would involve renovating two classroom wings to be suitable for storage and truck access. One potential user of those spaces would be the Piedmont Agricultural Processing Center, a Hillsboro nonprofit that helps new small food businesses get off the ground. A few commissioners were wary of spending the extra money, with other priorities such as education to think about. And some were skeptical of the idea that leasing out the storage spaces to startup businesses would necessarily keep them in Orange County as they grew. Here's Commissioner Bernadette Pelissier.
I'd also like to just suggest the possibility of only doing one wing and not the other, because I think we have the storage space that we'll need from other places.
There were money concerns all across the table, even among the commissioners who seemed inclined to support the alternative plan. Jacobs talked about the possibility of doing it in phases so that costs could be spread out. But County Manager Michael Talbert urged commissioners to do it all at once and do it now if they were going to do it.
Our borrowing cost is extremely low. The construction cost is not going to get better. It's going to increase over the next 5 years as the economy improves, and you're going to pay substantially more 2, 3, 4, 5 years from now.
The idea of creating business incentives appealed to Commissioner Earl McKee, who said he's going to be speaking a lot on that subject in months to come.
I see this as a work in progress and a way to use this facility rather than tear this facility down.
The alternate plan won the evening, but just barely. The vote was 4-3 in favor of the more expensive plan, with Commissioners Penny Rich, Alice Gordon, and Bernadette Pellissier voting no. For more on this story, you can read it at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
North Carolina legislative leaders don't believe they should be required to hand over emails and documents about last year's election overhaul law, despite subpoenas asking for those documents. Attorneys for the state appealed a federal magistrate judge's ruling weeks ago that said the lawmakers didn't have broad immunity from the subpoenas due to their positions. A U.S. District Court judge in Winston-Salem planned today to hear arguments over the appeals, including those of lawyers for groups who challenge parts of the elections law and want the documents. The elections law reduces the number of early voting days and eliminates same-day registration during the early period. Civil rights groups and voters who sued say several provisions are discriminatory. They want the provisions blocked for the November elections while the lawsuit continues. Supporters and opponents of the amendment that bans same-sex marriage here in North Carolina held events to mark the second anniversary of its passage this week. The pro-amendment North Carolina Values Coalition scheduled a midday rally yesterday on the old Capitol grounds in Raleigh. Same-sex couples who want the ban overturned plan to apply for marriage licenses yesterday in Wake County with a register of deeds. Couples have made similar applications at other county government offices, only to get turned away. The pro-amendment rally is also taking aim at recent efforts to overturn the ban. Last month, some clergy members filed a federal lawsuit challenging North Carolina's constitutional ban on gay marriage, saying it violated their religious freedom. More than 60% of voters approved the amendment back in 2012. And the leader of the North Carolina Senate says the solution to rein in annual Medicaid shortfalls may wait until next year because the reform proposal by Governor Pat McCrory's administration doesn't go far enough. Senator Phil Berger also said at a news conference yesterday before next week's annual General Assembly session, he expects senators will offer more pay raises to teachers and state employees beyond previously announced increases for early career teachers. McCrory's Medicaid proposal would develop networks of primary care physicians or hospitals with financial incentives to keep costs in check. Some people want to go further and shift Medicaid management to one or multiple non-government organizations. Berger says he doesn't know what a final coal ash cleanup bill will look like, but says everyone's committed to protecting our drinking water. Hit-and-run traffic accidents with injury or death are on the rise across the state and around the nation, according to AAA of the Carolinas. Tom Crosby of AAA says that these accidents are increasing at an alarming rate. Statewide, there are 5 hit-and-run incidents on average each day in which somebody is injured or killed and the driver speeds away from the scene.
It reveals that we really have a traffic epidemic with hit and runs involving both personal injuries and property damage.
In 2012, there was a 5.7% increase in personal injury hit and runs, 1,663 accidents in total across North Carolina. From 2010 through 2012, there were 91 hit-and-run traffic deaths in total, 51 of which involved a pedestrian, according to the University of North Carolina's Highway Safety Research Center. In comparison, hit-and-run deaths climbed 14% nationally from 2009 through 2011, according to the most current data available from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Crosby says AAA Carolinas is advocating for the penalties regarding hit-and-runs to be harsher. With no criminal record, a hit-and-run conviction would make the driver eligible for probation under North Carolina's complicated sentencing law, which was passed in 2011.
We feel that there needs to be jail time, heavy jail time, for fleeing the scene of an accident with a personal injury or death.
Crosby notes that the harsh weather we experienced at the beginning of this year reduced traffic and hit-and-run accidents statewide compared to the same period of time last year.
In the first quarter, we had so much harsh weather that people drove less. And, of course, people were actually a little bit more cautious on the road, even though sometimes they were slipping and sliding. But discretionary travel was way down.
AAA Carolinas predicts that both traffic volume and hit and runs are expected to climb during the next 9 months as the weather warms up and summer driving begins. WCHL News Time, 8:14. Time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace.
Good morning, Ron. Traffic is beginning to heat up in a couple spots around the Western Triangle. Slow going on Fordham Boulevard in both directions, it looks like, between Columbia and Manning especially. so be on the watch for that. Otherwise, just the usual stuff in Chapel Hill Carrboro. I-40 looking okay, east and westbound from Hillsboro to Raleigh. Again, just the usual traffic there. In the RTP, there's a vehicle fire on Cornwallis Road at the intersection of Davis Drive, possibly causing some delays, so be on the watch for that. If you're seeing anything else that we're not reporting, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Send us a tweet at WCHL or call our newsroom, 967-8363, and let us know what's going on.
There was a real mess traffic-wise yesterday afternoon on I-40, wasn't
yes,
there?
Accident shut down all of I-40 eastbound for a little while. It was not fun.
Well, hopefully that won't happen this afternoon, but yes. Traditionally, Friday afternoons are really congested. So
yep, tend to be.
Wait and see. And you, of course, will be the host of the afternoon and evening news.
As per usual.
Yeah. All right.
I'm going to go home in between and take a nap.
Good for you. Aaron Keck substituting for Rand Northam this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Talk this, to you soon. This traffic report brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, not only serving fresh brewed coffee, fast, guaranteed to taste great, but also serving the best tasting fountain drinks in town. Made with 100 filter water, served at 34 degrees. Cruisers, good to go. And your Chapel Hill Carrboro weather looks pretty good, too, for the entire weekend. The weather forecast brought to you by Glass Half Full. It is 67 degrees, partly sunny, high today in the upper 80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, slight chance for showers this evening. Our overnight low, 62. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 20% chance for showers. Maybe even a thunderstorm late in the day. Our high tomorrow in the low 80s. Clearing up after midnight with the overnight low in the upper 50s. And then on Sunday, a pretty decent day. Mostly sunny, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon and through the evening. Our high on Sunday in the middle 80s. Glass Half Full is the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop in the heart of downtown Carrboro. For Mother's Day and graduation celebrations, Glass Half Full will be open for dinner this Sunday at 5 p.m. Good food, fine wine, and lots of fun, too.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
News around town this morning. The town of Chapel Hill has opened registration for all residential and commercial alarms within town limits. We had a story on this earlier in the week here on WCHL. The Accidental Alarm Program was established last October to cut down on the number of false alarm calls in town. Chapel Hill police and firefighters respond to nearly 5,000 alarm calls each year, but about 95% of those turn out to be accidental alarms, which puts a very heavy burden on the town's budget. It costs a lot of money to have all those people go out and spend all that time and responding to something that's not even real. To fight this, the town will now impose fines for multiple false alarms. And businesses and residents in Chapel Hill are now required to register their alarm systems as well. As of May 1st, you have 10 business days to register your alarm. Anyone who obtains a new alarm has 10 business days to register it. After beginning to use it, there is a $100 fine for failing to register. Visit townofchapelhill.org for more details on this. And let me tell you about something else that's going on in the community. It's still in the planning stages right now. It's coming up June 14th. Project Graduation will celebrate its 22nd year of providing a safe and substance-free venue for Chapel Hill Carrboro graduating seniors to celebrate their accomplishments. This year, about 850 graduating seniors and their guests will attend this event on graduation night. The event begins at 11 p.m. and ends at 4 o'clock in the morning. All of the UNC Student Union, the theme for Project Graduation this year is the Great Gradsby. Project Graduation is free of charge to all seniors from Chapel Hill High, East Chapel Hill High, Carrboro High, and also Phoenix Academy. They still need your help if you own a business or if you can help in any way by volunteering or with merchandise or with money. Project Graduation, a result of hard work, coordination, and input of a large group of parents, students, teachers, administrators, local law enforcement, and community members. More than 200 adults volunteer and supervise at Project Graduation. To donate, volunteer, or learn more about Project Graduation, please visit projectgraduationchccs.org. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. NFL Draft last night. Eric Ebron, Tar Heel tight end, overall pick number 10. He went in the first round of the NFL Draft to the Detroit Lions. He's the 23rd overall first-round draft pick in Carolina football history, the 7th in the last 7 seasons. In a statement, UNC head coach Larry Fedora said he was thrilled for Eric and his family. He said the Lions are getting a special player and that Ebron's best football is ahead of him, and he's looking forward to watching him play for years in the NFL. Ebron was the first tight end taken in this year's draft. He's also the first UNC tight end to go in the first round and the first Tar Heel tight end chosen in the draft in any round since Ryan Taylor back in 2011. In 2013, Ebron made first-team All-ACC and broke the school records for single season and career receptions and receiving yards by a Tar Heel. Detroit already has Brandon Pettigrew and Joseph Faria at tight end, so Ebron may not start right away, but then again, you never know what might happen with a roster between now and the fall. South Carolina's Jadeveon Clowney, generally regarded as the best player in the draft, went number one to the Houston Texans. Quarterback Johnny Manziel slipped all the way down to pick number 27. He was taken by the Cleveland Browns. Carolina Panthers have selected wide receiver Kelvin Benjamin out of Florida State with their 28th overall pick in the NFL draft, giving them a potential long-term replacement for Steve Smith. ACC fans know that Benjamin is 6'5", 241 pounds. He got 54 receptions for over 1,000 yards and 15 touchdowns last season for the Seminoles. He fills a major need for the Carolina Panthers. The Panthers released Smith and Brandon LaFell, Ted Ginn Jr., and Dominic Hickson left via free agency. Benjamin is the first receiver taken in the first round by the Carolina Panthers since Ray Carruth way back in 1997. Archansky has more on the NFL draft and specifically Eric Ebron coming up in just a moment here. With 2 midweek victories already in the bag, Tar Heel baseball team is getting ready for a weekend visit from number 4 Florida State at Bosch Amher Stadium. Carolina is 29-19 following wins over Campbell and Elon this week. Heels have won 7 of their last 9. This is going to be the last home series of the year for UNC. It's also the first 3-game set between the Tar Heels and Seminoles since 2011. Trent Thornton gets a start on the mound tonight against Florida State's Luke Weaver. That ought to be good. Game time at Bosch Amher Stadium is 7 o'clock. Games 2 and 3 set to go at 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon and Sunday afternoon. Tune in to WCHL. Catch the entire series on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. Carolina baseball games also stream live on our website at chapelboro.com. It is 8:22 at WCHL. I'm Rod Sutz.
Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Eric Ebron continues Carolina's rich tradition in the NFL draft. This is Archansky with Friday's Sports Notebook. For a school that has never won a national championship and isn't exactly known as a football power, UNC has a pretty good record putting players in the NFL. Greensboro's Eric Ebron was the 10th player picked Thursday night and Carolina's 7th first-round pick in the last 7 years, the Tar Heels' 23rd overall. Only 7 Heels have been picked higher than Ebron. Names like Ken Willard, Ken Huff, Lawrence Taylor, Greg Ellis, Julius Peppers, Ryan Sims, and Jonathan Cooper last year. Besides Coop, who had just begun his NFL career when he was injured as a rookie, all the other names went on to be all pros, and Ebron looks like he will follow right in line, having flourished in Larry Fedora's spread offense. Ebron running tight end routes away from and underneath Calvin Megatron Johnson of the Detroit Lions? Motor City quarterback Matthew Stafford has absolutely no excuse now not to be great, and those two receivers, plus former Heisman Trophy winner Reggie Bush coming out of the backfield. In most recent seasons, the Lions have been considered sleepers to get to the Super Bowl, and with a defense led by Nasty and Domagan Sue, they will be again. UNC went 6 years between 2002 and 2007 without a first-round draft pick, but since then have had Kentwan Bomber, Hakeem Nicks, Robert Quinn, Quentin Coples, and both Cooper and Sylvester Williams picked last year. Now add Ebron to the list as the first tight end chosen in the 2014 NFL draft. That in itself is quite an honor and means Ebron will not only be a very rich young man, but is considered a can't-miss pro prospect. His ability to get open and catch the ball, run with it after the catch, beat defenders downfield, and run over and away from them was obvious to anyone who watched him emerge as a Carolina star the last 2 seasons under Fedora. He goes to the NFL with Carolina tight end records for receptions in a single season, yards in a season, career receptions, and career receiving yards, while playing only three seasons for the Tar Heels. His 973 yards in one season also set an ACC record, surpassing that of former Maryland star Vernon Davis, who you see as a stalwart for the San Francisco 49ers. A year from now, you will be able to give Ebron the same label. Congratulations, big guy. This is Archansky. See ya.
The final bell will ring before you know it, and for many kids, that means summer camp, and that means a physical is needed. UNC Family Medicine can get you in and out quickly so your young camper can start that much-anticipated summer adventure. Our caring physicians and staff are ready. Make your appointment now at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
Hello, my name is Brian Popp, owner of Landscape Logic and second generation landscaper. At Landscape Logic, we've been taking care of business for over 20 years. If your landscape has got you working overtime, we can help. Spring cleanup, weekly mowing programs, lawn care programs, irrigation startup, repair, and much, much more.
Let the pros at Landscape Logic take care of business and work overtime for you. Landscape Logic, the logical choice for all your landscape needs.
At Harrington Bank, it pays to be a customer. As your local community bank, we are working on the best ways to earn you more money, which is why we offer competitive CD rates like our current special of 0.5% APY for 9 months with a minimum balance of $500. Call or stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill to learn which account is right for you. We are located in Southern Village, Martin Luther King Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank. You deserve banking like this.
Aaron
Member
Keck.
FDIC.
I'm sorry. Aaron Keck stopped in here earlier this morning and was talking about what's happening at chapelboro.com. And one thing you can do is go there and see all kinds of photo galleries, wonderful photo galleries from events all around the community. Our photographer, Susan Murray, does a great job commemorating what's happening in our community in a world of different ways. I hope you will go there and check it all out. And, of course, we have yesterday's interview with Bradley Bethel and Rand Northam right here in the WCHL Morning News talking about the UNC academic scandal, refuting Mary Willingham's claims and all of that. We have a litany of stories about that on our website as well. You can find them, chapelboro.com, now with instantly live streaming on an app for that. 826 at WCHL coming up at the bottom of the hour here. We'll take another look at your Chapel Hill Carborough weather forecast. We have an update from CBS News and more local news coming your way in just a few minutes. This is Ron Stutz. We recognize hometown heroes every day, Monday through Friday, here on WCHL, sponsored by Performance Auto Mall. All this month, our hometown heroes will be moms. Actually, moms, grandmothers, daughters, those who are moms in one way or another, who also do good things in our community. Since Mother's Day is this month, they deserve some special recognition. Listen for lots of words of praise coming from those people who nominated them. Each mom we talk about will get a free massage from Massage Envy Spa at South Point in Eastgate. And one of our people doing the nominating will get a special prize package, including a Deepak VIP prize pack with tickets to see Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, free parking, and a dinner gift card. It's our special Moms Month to recognize moms who are hometown heroes right here on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
Oh, wow. Look at these pictures of mom and dad from college. Those glasses are frightening.
If you're considering LASIK surgery, check out the experienced team at the UNC Kidner Eye Center.
No kidding. Those glasses are enormous.
We offer the highest quality laser solutions and the best technology available.
Kind of makes you wonder what we'll look like when we're their age.
Call us to schedule a screening today. 30 years from now, you may very well thank us again. The UNC Kidner Eye Center. Call 919-445-2020 or visit us at unci.org.
Hi, this is Sean Sloan. When I tell someone that I own the local eco-friendly shop Twig, more times than not they say, "Hey Sean, great socks." You may think this is crazy, but at Twig, we sell more socks than anything else. Thousands of socks. Our customers say these are the finest quality, best priced socks they've ever seen. Better than outlet prices. From $1.50 to $4 a pair, our socks are made right here in North Carolina. Stop by and see our display in front of our store, located on Elliott Road next to Whole Foods. Twig, where it feels good to be green.
We asked several members of the Cedars of Chapel Hill what they like best about living there. One of these is Gene Sutterth, Cedars member since 2005. Here's what Gene had to say.
My husband, Tom Sutterth, former state senator, passed away in 2010. He is the reason we came here. But let me tell you why I love living at the Cedars. The location is priceless. We are right in the middle of everything. Grocery stores, the Metamont community, the security and transportation are incredible. The grounds are breathtaking. The food is delicious. I am a vegetarian, and they even customize my pizza. The perks offered on campus are endless. Workout room, pool, hair salon, newspapers, movies, concerts, and so much more. My beloved Tom brought me to the right place.
Thanks, Gene. To learn more about the Cedars lifestyle, visit cedarsofchapelhill.com.
Today's offer at ourlocaldeal.com is from Intrinsic Touch Massage. It's half off, $70 for a 60-minute massage, available now for $35. Whether you need relief from a stressful day, have sore muscles, or are looking for the perfect gift for deserving someone, a therapeutic massage can make a world of difference. Give your mom the perfect Mother's Day gift. Intrinsic Massage is located at 103 West Weaver in Carrboro in a new office space. It's half off from Intrinsic Touch Massage. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at ourlocaldeal.com.
It's 8:30 and time now for your Chapel Hill Carrboro weather, brought to you this morning by Fifth Season Gardening. It is 67 degrees in Chapel Hill. Going to start to warm up here really soon. Our high today in the upper 80s. We're going to flirt with 90 today. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers and the overnight low around 62. We're looking at mostly cloudy skies, but only a 20% chance of showers all day. Maybe even an afternoon thunderstorm. Our high tomorrow in the low 80s. Clearing up after midnight tomorrow night with a low in the upper 50s. And on Sunday, mostly sunshine with a 20% chance for showers, maybe even a thunder boomer, or a high on Sunday in the middle 80s. Pretty good weekend overall. Fifth Season Gardening in Carrboro has everything you need to grow, brew, and make your own, including a new nursery stocked with fruit trees, cold, hardy tropicals, and many other unique plants you won't find elsewhere in the area. Fifth Season Gardening, not your garden variety gardening store.
97.9 FM, WCHL, is Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, and streaming live 24/7 at chapelboro.com. There's an app for that.
Update. I'm Dave Barrett. The Veterans Administration provides help at 1,700 facilities nationwide. With the issue of possible patient backlogs in Phoenix that led to as many as 40 deaths.
I have directed the Undersecretary for Health to do a system-wide survey of scheduling practices.
That's VA Secretary Eric Shinseki. Dr. Sam Foote worked at that Phoenix VA hospital. He disclosed a secret list which showed patients were being seen on time, but also meant they might wait a year to get care.
The patients on the secret electronic list never made it into the door to see us. By the time they were called for their appointments, they were dead.
Correspondent Wyatt Andrews says Congress is looking into the matter.
The House Committee on Veterans Affairs plans to subpoena all of Shinseki's documents and emails related to Phoenix. The issue there is whether local VA officials may have deleted versions of the secret list before the arrival of the investigators. Shinseki has also been called to testify before the Senate next Thursday.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
68 degrees in Chapel Hill, 832 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. UNC Academic Advisor Mary Willingham shared on her website, paperclassinc.com, on Tuesday that she has officially resigned from the university. This comes, of course, as no surprise. WCHL earlier reported that Willingham had planned to do that. Willingham first said she had made the decision to leave on April 21st after an hour-long meeting with Chancellor Carol Folt. She said the conversation made her realize that there was no more she could do at the university and that she wanted to continue her fight to correct problems with intercollegiate athletics elsewhere. In an email, Willingham told WCHL News that she's currently in Washington, D.C. and plans to return to Chapel Hill next week. The Chronicle of Higher Education reported on Wednesday that Willingham, as well as former UCLA basketball standout Ed O'Bannon, will testify to the U.S. Senate Committee on Commerce, Science, and Transportation. That hearing will take place next Wednesday at 2:30 p.m. and is titled Promoting the Well-Being and Academic Success of College Athletes. Willingham is also a key witness in the O'Bannon lawsuit, in which he and a number of other plaintiffs are suing the NCAA for not allowing the players to profit from their images or likenesses. That trial is scheduled to begin June 9th, but 2 weeks ago, the NCAA asked U.S. District Judge Claudia Wilkin to either separate the video game portion of the lawsuit with the rest of it or delay the case by 15 months. USA Today is reporting that the lawyers of former Arizona State and Nebraska quarterback Sam Keller said they supported the NCAA's request for separation and that they're looking for close to $100 million in statutory penalties, loss of profits, and punitive damages. A lot more details on this story and others related to it on our website at chapelboro.com. Orange County commissioners, by a 4-3 vote, have approved a $3 million upgrade to the Cedar Grove Community Center. Supporters on the board hope the renovations will actually create an incentive for businesses to stay here in Orange County. WCHL's Danny Hooley has the story.
Just like people in business try and create brand loyalty, we would create some kind of brand loyalty with Orange County.
That's Orange County Board of Commissioners Chair Barry Jacobs explaining why he was inclined to support a suggested $3.07 million upgrade to the Cedar Grove Community Center. At Thursday night's meeting, commissioners were presented with two plans. One was dubbed the base plan to upgrade the community center. The plan included an internet cafe, two group rooms, a recreation room, a classroom, and a park and ride shelter. The $2.36 million price tag was just $113,526 more than had been previously allocated. The so-called alternate plan cost $3.07 million and would involve renovating two classroom wings to be suitable for storage and truck access. One potential user of those spaces would be the Piedmont Agricultural Processing Center, a Hillsboro nonprofit that helps new small food businesses get off the ground. A few commissioners were wary of spending the extra money, with other priorities such as education to think about. And some were skeptical of the idea that leasing out the storage spaces to startup businesses would necessarily keep them in Orange County as they grew. Here's Commissioner Bernadette Pelissier.
I'd also like to just suggest the possibility of only doing one wing and not the other, because I think we have the storage space that we'll need from other places.
There were money concerns all across the table, even among commissioners who seemed inclined to support the alternative plan. Jacobs talked about the possibility of doing it in phases so that costs could be spread out. But County Manager Michael Talbert urged commissioners to do it all at once and do it now if they were going to do it.
Our borrowing cost is extremely low. The construction cost is not going to get better. It's going to increase over the next 5 years as the economy improves, and you're going to pay substantially more 2, 3, 4, 5 years from now.
The idea of creating business incentives appealed to Commissioner Earl McKee, who said he's going to be speaking a lot on that subject in months to come.
I see this as a work in progress and a way to use this facility rather than tear this facility down.
The alternate plan won the evening, but just barely. The vote was 4-3 in favor of the more expensive plan, with Commissioners Penny Rich, Alice Gordon, and Bernadette Pelissier voting no. For more on this story, you can read it at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
836 to WCHL. Supporters and opponents of the amendment that bans same-sex marriage here in North Carolina held events this week to mark the second anniversary of its passage. The pro-amendment North Carolina Values Coalition scheduled a midday rally yesterday on the old Capitol grounds in Raleigh. Same-sex couples who want the ban overturned plan to apply for marriage licenses yesterday in Wake County with a register of deeds. Couples who made similar applications at other county government offices only to get turned away. The pro-amendment rally is also taking aim at recent efforts to overturn the ban. Last month, some clergy members filed a federal lawsuit challenging North Carolina's constitutional ban on gay marriage, saying it violated their religious freedom. More than 60% of the voters approved Amendment 1 back in 2012. It'll be interesting to see what happens after Mark Chilton officially takes over as Register of Deeds in Orange County, whether we'll have rallies or people showing up to get marriage licenses there. Detroit Lions once again chose Eric Ebron. Congratulations to that Carolina football player. He was taken with the number 10 pick in the first round of the NFL draft. Ebron is the 23rd overall first-round draft pick in Carolina history, the 7th in the last 7 seasons. A remarkable NFL draft history when given the fact that Carolina has never won a national championship and generally not regarded as a football power, as Art Chansky mentioned earlier today. But Coach Larry Fedorna said he's thrilled for Eric and his family. The Lions are getting a special player, and he thinks that Eric Ebron's best football is ahead of him. He looks forward to watching him play for several years in the NFL. So do we all. In case you're wondering, South Carolina's Jadeveon Clowney, defensive end, generally regarded as the best player in the NFL draft, went number one to the Houston Texans. And quarterback Johnny Manziel, a lot of conversation about Johnny football leading up to the draft, slipped all the way down to pick number 27. He was drafted by the Cleveland Browns. The next rounds of the NFL draft will take place today and tomorrow, and it'll be interesting to see what other Carolina football players are drafted. And in news around town this morning, in 2011, UNC's Wilson Library launched a blog called The Civil War Day by Day, a daily blog with historical documents and information about what was happening on that day exactly 150 years earlier during the American Civil War. Now, the International Center for Research Libraries has honored the blog with its primary source award. You can check out the blog for yourself by visiting blogs.lib.unc.edu. Again, The Civil War Day by Day. And the UNC Limeburger Cancer Center is teaming up with the Duke Cancer Institute and the Siteman Cancer Center at Washington University in St. Louis to speed up the pace of cancer drug development. Wonder what the connection is with former UNC Chancellor Holden Thorpe, who is now at St. Louis. The collaborative effort is taking place through the National Cancer Institute's Experimental Therapeutics Clinical Trials Network, funded by an initial grant of $350,000. One of the central goals is to establish a robust clinical trials infrastructure to increase the efficiency of testing new cancer drugs. UNC, Duke, and Washington University together manage more than 18,000 new cancer cases each year. All our around-town stories can be found on our website at chapelboro.com. Coming up next, Fred Black goes on a rant about the lack of customer service these days. We also will hear from D.G. Martin in just a few minutes here on WCHL.
Hi, welcome to AT&T.
Hi, I've got two teenagers, so...
So you want to save money?
Desperately.
Well, AT&T's best ever pricing for families gives you 10 gigabytes of data to share and unlimited talk and text on four lines, all for $160 a month with the nation's most reliable 4G LTE network. Now, do your teens download much?
Obsessively.
Do they talk and text a lot?
Constantly.
You also get a $100 bill credit for every line. There's even plans for up to 10 lines. Sound good?
Insanely.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Get the new curved LG G Flex smartphone with 6-inch HD screen for immersive cinematic viewing and exceptional voice and sound. Visit store or att.com for details.
Pricing is for four phones on AT&T mobile share value with no annual contract. Credit offer ends April 30th. Activate new line and remain in good standing to receive credit within 3 months. Other charges and restrictions apply. Reliability claim based on analysis of independent third-party data regarding national carriers 4G LTE.
Of the nearly 200 local dentists, how many have repeatedly been voted by their patients and peers best in Chapel Hill and the Triangle? Like the Kennedy Dental Group, now located at 1721 East Franklin Street across from Eastgate. Doctors Jeff Kennedy, Dick Wagner, and Leland Webb combine for over 100 years of experience. They want patients to be healthy and stay that way. They have developed the philosophy of practical dentistry. Dentistry provided in an honest and conservative way using the most up-to-date technology. Check them out at kennedydentalgroup.com or call them at 967-9291.
Concerts? Check. Outdoor movies? Check. Fresh and local goods? Check and check. Chapel Hill's new old neighborhood, Southern Village, has every ingredient for your perfect Southern summer. And guess what? Good times are cooking.
This Sunday, three great guitarists extraordinaires, Will McFarlane, Armand Lencheck, and Danny Gotham, will be performing as part of the annual Sunday Music Series on the Village Green. The fantastic performance will start at 6 p.m., so come have yourself a real Southern summer for free. Visit southernvillage.com for more information.
At Five Guys, they're in the business to sell quality burgers, period. Nothing beats Five Guys' hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all of 15 free toppings. Burgers not your thing? Enjoy Five Guys' grilled kosher beef hot dogs topped off with all the same great toppings. And who can resist Five Guys' fresh-cut Idaho fries cooked in trans-fat and cholesterol-free peanut oil? Stop by the new location at Meadowmont Village to see what all the buzz is about.
Meet the brokers at Weaver Street Realty. Bill Mullen and Don Bassnight are both native Chapel Hillians who have seen our town through a half century of change. Louise Barnum moves easily from muddy boots to city shoes in her pursuit to meet her clients' needs. Jay Parker is the broker in charge, having developed a loyal client base over 30 years. Gary Phillips and Clayton Nell are the oldest and youngest members of the team, combining experience and intelligence for a fresh perspective. And Crystal Fisher is the savvy specialist for first home buyers. Check them all out at WeaverStreetRealty.com.
Hello, this is Eric Montross, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
All right, Eric. 8:43 at WCHL. We have 69 degrees in Chapel Hill.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Fred Black. You know how when you're really busy and you have to call some company, and then the phone connects to you and you get this message? We are experiencing a higher volume of calls than normal. Your call is very important to us, blah, blah, blah. If the call is so important to them, you would think they could assist customers without having to put you on hold an acceptable number of minutes. I'll admit, I'm not as patient as I probably should be in these situations, but what really gets me is that you get the feeling that your time isn't valuable to them at all, regardless of what they claim. It makes you wonder how we got to this point in the world of customer service, or more to the point, customer no service. Go through this three or four times in one day, and who can blame you for losing it? And the recorded message telling you to email them or use their website to address your issue just raises your anger, especially if you're calling to try to get back online. Well, the last straw is when you hear a ring and you get that new message. If you want to make a call, please hang up and dial your number again. Okay, I'm through with my rant, but let me just make an observation. Companies providing poor customer service should be called out on it, period. All this makes me appreciate more are great local businesses who provide outstanding customer service. They understand how important it is to connect on a personal level. Please don't get so large that you lose that personal touch. This is Fred Black.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to get your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL, and this traffic report is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace.
Thank you, Ron, and traffic's looking pretty good out there on the roads. Fordham Boulevard appears to be back to normal. We had a little bit of a slowdown earlier between Manning and Columbia. Looks better now. I-40 looking all right, east and westbound from Hillsboro to Raleigh. Up in Durham, really the only issue is in the northern part of town on Horton Road at the intersection of Guest Road. There's a vehicle fire there causing possible delays, to be on the watch for that. If you happen to be heading in that direction, see anything else we're not reporting, be a WCHL Road Warrior. Send us a tweet at WCHL or call our newsroom, 967-8363.
Every time I hear about a vehicle fire, and this is nothing to joke about, but I remember this old story about Jeff Hamlin having his car catch on fire on the side of
the road.
Was
that back when he worked at WCHL?
No, it was actually before that.
Okay.
I've heard the story while he was working here. And I don't know why. It always strikes me as funny just with Jeff because he's got so many funny stories. And that's just one of them about a car that he had been attached to for a long time but just
decided to catch a blaze one day.
All kinds of problems, and one day it just...
I've been lucky enough never to have that happen to me. I've had tires blow out, but that's as bad as it ever got.
Well, I hope your tires...
In rural Alabama, I have to say, it was not easy to get that fixed.
I'm sure that was fun.
Yeah, it was not.
Aaron Keck substituting for Rand Northam this morning, and you will hear him again throughout the
later
day.
Today.
News updates, and also the host of your afternoon and evening news.
All right, talk to you later.
All right, we'll see you. It is time for me to tell you about Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace, serving the best tasting fountain drinks in town, made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees, and guaranteed to taste great. Cruiser's... good to go. Now, taking a look at your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, brought to you by Carolina Baseball. Really nice out there. It's going to be nicer later on in the day. 68 degrees right now. Partly sunny, high today in the upper 80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of showers. Overnight low around 62. Tomorrow, we're looking at mostly cloudy skies. 20% chance of showers. Slight chance of thunderstorms late in the day. Our high on Saturday in the low 80s. clear for the most part Saturday night with the lows in the upper 50s. And then on Sunday, another nice day, mostly sunny. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms later today. And the high on Sunday in the middle 80s. UNC baseball, big series coming this weekend. Tar Heels taking on Florida State. Three-game series tonight at 7, tomorrow at 1, and also Sunday at 1 at beautiful Boschhammer Stadium. Tickets and game day information available at GoHeels.com. 848 at WCHL.
Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Just when it seems that all the news about the university and Chapel Hill is bad, Shirley Temple comes to the rescue with the help of UNC Chapel Hill professor John Kasson. Since I talked about his new book, The Little Girl Who Fought the Great Depression, Shirley Temple and 1930s America, did that a few weeks ago. That book has been getting widespread favorable attention for that book and for Chapel Hill in publications ranging from the Weekly Standard and USA Today to the Washington Post. For instance, in the Dallas Morning News, Elizabeth Bennett writes that Kasson's book is not a traditional biography. It is a cultural history, an informative, well-researched book about how Shirley Temple and Hollywood helped Americans survive the Great Depression. Kasson teaches history and American studies here. His expertise is American cultural history, which examines popular culture's impact on an intersection with a traditional history approaches. In dealing with popular culture, Kasson's scholarly interest can tap popular themes. Look, for instance, at some of the titles of his earlier books, Houdini, Tarzan, and the Perfect Man, The White Male Body and the Challenge of Modernity in America. That's one. Rudeness and Civility, Manners in 19th Century Urban America, Amusing the Millions, Coney Island at the Turn of the Century, and Civilizing the Machine, Technology, and Republican Values in America. Whew, all these topics really would make for good beach reading, wouldn't they? But first, though, you should read The Little Girl Who Fought the Great Depression. By itself, the story of America's love affair with Shirley Temple is enchanting, and it's exciting and provocative. And we just can't help but smile when her bright face and bouncing dance steps and her strong voice and cheerful resolve are remembered. Kasson does more than just retell the standard Shirley Temple story. He fits it into the history of the American film business as it came to dominate the American entertainment market. Did you know that it is as much as 85% of the entertainment spending in the 1930s went to the movies? He shows how the power of Temple's name and image, along with her charming assertiveness, encouraged for the first time a consumer culture driven by the demands of children. And although Kasson doesn't really assert that Temple's cheerful spirit brought an end to the Great Depression, he demonstrates how her smiles, along with those of President Franklin Roosevelt, helped give courage and hope to an otherwise downcast country. Writing about an earlier Kasson essay that explored this theme, Patrick Hagopan of Great Britain's Lancaster University wrote, quote, that it is gratifying to see a historian at the top of his game producing a complex and persuasive analysis. Well, Chapel Hill can be grateful that Kasson and Shirley Temple have combined to cheer us up by reminding us of the great strengths, the widespread interest, and the contributions of UNC Chapel Hill's faculty members like Kasson. By doing that, he and Temple make us smile, give us courage and hope in this time of challenges for the university. By the way, you can hear Kasson talk about Shirley Temple on Who's Talking at chapelboro.com. This is D.G. Martin.
Thank you so much, D.G. It is 8:52 at WCHL's Ron Stutz. And coming up later on in the day, I mentioned this a moment ago, Aaron Keck will be along with the afternoon and evening news on WCHL. Let you know all about the day's news and also to get you set for the weekend. And, of course, we have Carolina baseball coming your way tonight. Game time, 7 o'clock tonight, Boschhammer Stadium, Carolina versus Florida State. We'll have it for you on WCHL, as well as the games on Saturday and Sunday. Both those games start at 1 o'clock. If you're interested in getting tickets, and they're just about sold out for all three games, go to GoHeels.com.
Hey! Are you looking to buy or rent a home in Chapel Hill or Durham? Well, check out Louise Beck Properties. Our selection is huge. You can buy or rent houses, townhomes, duplexes, estate homes, efficiencies, condos, apartments, and quadplexes. So if you need a place to stay, rent or buy from Louise Beck Properties.
Visit louisebeckproperties.com or call 919-401-9300 for more information.
So, Mark, what are you going to get me for Mother's Day?
Well, since we both work at Cameron's, it should be pretty easy for me to get you something I know you'll like.
Well, you know I have a Cameron's gift registry, right? I've listed all the things I'd love to have, from jewelry and scarves to bath products and pottery.
No way. You'll peek and see what was crossed off your list. Besides, Cameron's has a great selection of gifts, even for last-minute shoppers.
Cameron's, now in Carborough, a wonderland of gifts and something perfect for your mother on Mother's Day.
Coming up on 854 at WCHL, another great mom being saluted this morning, Desi Chandler. That's in just a moment, but right now, I want you to call me and tell me the word of the day on WCHL. Not Wayne's word today. Wayne is off today, but Aaron Keck came up with the word. The word, the correct spelling and the definition, 919-929-WCHL is your number to call. I will give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers if you know the correct answers. 854 at WCHL.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Desi Chandler is today's WCHL hometown hero, another very special mom that we're putting in our spotlight, and she was nominated by her daughter, Sharon Holding. Sharon, tell me why Desi is so special.
She coerced me into moving back to my hometown a few years ago. It's been probably maybe 7 years now, because her parents' home was empty and just sitting there, and she just wondered if I would be interested in coming back and renting it and let me know that she would be my landlord. Well, when she said that part, I knew then that that would be a sweet deal and also would get me back into my hometown near my family.
And that is in Roxborough, right?
Roxborough, North Carolina.
And you were living in Chapel Hill at the time?
Correct.
She obviously is a fantastic mom. How else has she helped you?
During the time that she was growing up and I had kids, she saw fit to allow her parents to raise us. And we're glad that she made that choice because it gave us the morals and values and respect that we needed growing up this day and time to pass on to our kids. And she's always believed in family. By her suggesting that I move back home, just let me know that she's trying to bring the family back together. And it has been a wonderful, wonderful ride for me to be back home with family. I've got my sisters there. My aunt and her son has moved back home as well. And we're just trying to get back to that close-knit family that, you know, used to exist when my grandparents were living. And somewhat has fizzled out, but she's kind of pulling it back together now.
Sharon, I understand that you and Desi both share a special concern for the home you call the family home.
Yes, and that's another thing. She didn't want to see it just go downhill. And you know, when houses sit, they do go downhill. And, you know, the family, of course, hopes that one day I might want to consider buying it. But for right now, renting it and her being my landlord is just, you know, the best of two worlds.
Does she come by and see you very often?
She gives me that privacy. She always calls before she comes, although she's welcome all the time. Yeah, she does visit every once in a while, and I do the same with her. And it's just given us a closeness that we missed as I was growing up. So we've rekindled that, you know, closeness. It's just wonderful.
Sharon, what does your mom do?
She's retired now, so she has time to work out in her flower garden. She also grows a vegetable garden every year. My mom does have a green thumb. Her flower garden is beautiful.
I know that you have not only an awesome mom, but also an awesome landlord. And I understand that you are the middle daughter.
Yes. I have an older sister and a younger sister.
Well, Desi Chandler, you are today's WCHL hometown hero, and your middle daughter, Sharon, wants to wish you a very happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Congratulations to the inimitable Christine Shooter of Chapel Hill, called in with the word of the day. It just happens to be inimitable. I-N-I-M-I-T-A-B-L-E. It means you can't duplicate them. You can't imitate them. someone. Christine, I used Aaron Keck as a perfect example this morning. Inimitable, that is a word from Aaron, not from Wayne today. Wayne has the day off. Christine Shooter will get a $10 gift card to Cruisers. And the word of the day is always brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? 858 at WCHL.
Downtown Chapel Hill begins here on the plaza at 140 West Franklin Street. Enjoy free events every Friday night from 6 to 9 at the Live and Local Music and Art Series now through June 27. Live and Local will feature world-class performances and top-notch visual and performing arts. The Live and Local Music and Art Series on the plaza at 140 West Franklin Street. Sponsored by WCHL and DSI Comedy Theater. For more info, go to 140westfranklinplaza.com.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Intrinsic Touch Massage. It's half off, $70 for a 60-minute massage, available now for $35. Whether you need relief from a stressful day, have sore muscles, or are looking for the perfect gift for deserving someone, a therapeutic massage can make a world of difference. Give your mom the perfect Mother's Day gift. Intrinsic Massage is located at 103 West Weaver in Carrboro in a new office space. It's half off from Intrinsic Touch Massage. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at DurhamTech.edu.
This is Roy Williams, and thanks, Ron Stutz. You've done a great job of waking everybody up in Chapel Hill and Carrboro. After you wake them up, you've probably put them to sleep again, but congratulations.
Well, thanks a lot, Roy. It is 8:59 at WCHL. Your Chapel Hill Carrboro weather brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. It is 69 degrees in Chapel Hill, partly sunny. Look for a high today of about 88 degrees. Going to warm up about 20 more degrees before the day is over. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers. Low tonight in the low 60s. And tomorrow, nice day. High tomorrow in the low 80s. Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant Bar, one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant is a favorite place for gourmet cuisine.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 9 o'clock.
Carolina baseball.
Russell throws to second base, and it's Omaha for Carolina.
WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Tens of thousands of Crimeans have turned out in the port city of Sevastopol to give Vladimir Putin a hero's welcome as he